On second down, he goes with a quick pitch to Sproles. Sproles has the first down. He's at the 15, cuts back at the 10. He's in. Touchdown, Darren Sproles. Mighty Mouse is back. Manning is back again. He steps up. He's being raced. It's picked, an interception. It's picked off. It's picked off and running all the way in for a touchdown is Malcolm Jenkins. On first down, Wentz thinks again. Here comes the rush. He steps up. He lets it fly. He's going deep. He's got Aguilar. He's got a touchdown. Aguilar with the bomb. Manning again on the gun. He's back. He looks. He is floating it, and it is intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Jenkins. His second pick takes the ball. He loads up. He's looking. He is going deep for Will Tye, and it's intercepted. The Eagles win. It is intercepted. Terrence Brooks. Terrence Brooks comes up with the interception, and the Eagles win. 5 seconds to go, and the five-game losing streak is over.
It's a win, it's a win, it's a win. The Eagles breaking a five-game losing streak on Thursday night, and we're here to talk about it on Friday. Welcome to Eagles 360, everyone. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with the Hall of Famer Brian Westbrook.
You gotta give me
as
some.
We start, oh, yeah, man. It's a great way to, I mean, look, we're not happy being 6-9, but the taste of victory, Brian.
Feels so good.
It is always sweet, and anybody who questions players going to play hard, you had to be in the locker room afterward where guys were just beaming walking around.
Well, you saw it on the field. You didn't have to go into the locker room and see it. I saw it on the field. I saw these guys, especially on the defensive side of the football, playing inspired football. They play with emotion. They play with passion. That's what we've been looking for a long time. They answer the bell. They're playing for their coach. I love to see that.
And so the Eagles win their first NFC East game of the season. They deny the New York Giants an opportunity to clinch a playoff spot. And they now enjoy 3 days off and get ready for the season finale against the Dallas Cowboys. We'll talk about the Cowboys next week, but for now, we will rehash the game against the Giants. Doug Peterson met the media on Friday, and here is Alex Smith with our Eagles 360 update.
Hi, everyone, and happy holidays. I'm Alex Smith here with your 360 update. The Eagles get back on the winning track thanks to yesterday's 24-19 victory over the visiting New York Giants. Today here at the NovaCare Complex, we heard from head coach Doug Peterson, who started things off as he typically does by giving an injury update, with the most significant news for the Eagles having to do with running back Ryan Matthews, who has a herniated disc, and he will not play in the season finale against Dallas.
This one a little different. He's got a herniated disc, and it's a C6 and C7. And so it looks like that could miss, obviously, some significant time with this. It's a pretty significant injury. So probably going to miss him the rest of the, obviously, next week and the rest of the year. I think that Ryan, obviously got off to a good start, and then there was a little bit of a lull in the middle, and he's finished up strong. I mean, that's kind of been the nature of the season for him, and he's really, these last couple of weeks, it's kind of been our workhorse at the running back position, and it did some really good things for us.
Last night's game was clinched for the Eagles by a Terrence Brooks interception late in the fourth quarter, but earlier in the game, it was Malcolm Jenkins who came away with not one, but two interceptions of Eli Manning, taking one of them back 34 yards for a touchdown. And today, Coach Peterson explained just how important Malcolm Jenkins has been to this Eagles defense.
For him to start the season at safety and really feeling comfortable, he and Rodney back there and two veteran guys, and then with the injury to Ron Brooks, you know, we're asking him to go play nickel and then back to safety when you bring in more corner. You know, it just shows you the type of player he is, the type of person he is. He sacrifices not only himself but his position sometimes, that safety position, to do whatever it takes for the football team. And, last night was no different, and the pick six was huge. He had another one on the sideline. I mean, just time after time, keeps making play after play and gets those guys lined up and is really, really put together a good season.
Well, that will wrap things up here from the NovaCare Complex. But if you missed any of Coach Peterson's press conference from earlier today, it is available on demand right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app. Until next time, everyone, have a happy and healthy holiday.
Brian, an interesting game, 14-0 lead, but I got the feeling at that time that it just wasn't going to be over, that the Giants were going to come back. And it's there at the end of the game and the defense on the field. We'll talk about the defense next segment, but just in general, what did you see from the Eagles?
Well, I saw a team that loved to have Lane Johnson back. From the beginning of the game, he set the tone early. Doug was able to make sure that we ran right behind him with Darren Sproles early on in the football game. Ryan Matthews right behind Lane Johnson. And you can also tell how much you miss this kid. I mean, he's a big kid, 6'6", but he has great athleticism. He's able to move his feet. He's able to move blockers out of the way. When you have a guy like that, running backs like myself appreciate Lane Johnson. Quarterbacks, Carson Wentz, appreciate Lane Johnson as well. It was good to have the big fella back.
We will talk about Lane Johnson. We will talk about Carson Wentz. We will look ahead to talk about what the Eagles need in the offseason to come. But next up here on Eagles 360, we're going to talk about a fine defensive effort. Hard to say that. Eli Manning drops back 63 times. The Giants go for over 400 total net yards, but they put the ball in the end zone only one time. What do the Eagles do on defense on Thursday night? We're going to talk about it here on Eagles 360 when we come back.
What's Bad Santa?
No.
No.
Love Actually?
No.
No.
Yeah.
What about that one? Anybody?
Yeah.
Hey. Anytime, please.
Oh, no, there's too many to pick from.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdraw, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Are you feeling all right, baby?
Marco
Polo.
Marco
Polo.
Marco
Polo.
Marco
Polo.
Marco
Polo.
Marco Polo.
Si.
Marco
Polo. Scusa.
Polo.
Marco. Ma io sono Marco Polo. Ma...
Playing Marco Polo with Marco Polo? Surprising.
Ragazzi, io sono Marco Polo. Sì, sono qui.
What's not surprising? How much money Amanda and Keith saved by switching to Geico.
Ah, Polo. Polo.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Polo.
Be noisy. Be silent. Be near. Be far. Be joyful. Be together. Celebrate joy with Dunkin's holiday-flavored coffees, espressos, and donuts. America runs on Dunkin'.
Welcome back, everyone. Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro and Brian Westbrook talking about the Eagles and the win over the New York Giants on Thursday. We start on the defensive side of the ball, where the philosophy, Brian, was clearly bend but do not break. The Giants ran 88 plays. Eli Manning throwing for over 350 yards. They ran the ball surprisingly well, but just 1 of 5 in the red zone. In a lot of ways, it was the Eagles reversing the tables a bit after 6 close losses.
You know, the first 3 games of the year, we were started out 3-0. We saw a defensive team that was very opportunistic. They took the ball away. They scored when they had opportunities. And we saw that return last night. We found a way to get 3 interceptions. One of them was a pick 6 by Malcolm Jenkins. But we played inspired football. That's what this defense that should lead this team should be all about. And we hadn't seen it for weeks, but we saw it last night when we needed it the most. A division game, protecting our house against the New York Giants. I was impressed.
I wondered how Jim Schwartz would handle this. Would he go after Eli, mix in some blitzes? As it turns out, he more like kind of laid back, soft zone, didn't let anything go over the top. And in the red zone, the Eagles really clamping down. And Brian, we've talked about the red zone from the perspective of the Eagles' struggling offense this year. From a defensive side of the ball, what's important to have success in the red zone?
Well, I think you first want to start out with trying to get some pressure on the quarterback. And even though we didn't have any sacks last night, we were around Eli, and I think he felt the pressure on some of his throws. And so once the front four can find a way to get some pressure, you want, especially in passing downs, you want to get your linebackers back into a drops and then play tough. Make these guys make difficult catches, and your quarterback has to make accurate throws in small windows. That's what our defense did last night. Now, there was a certain situation where we got beat, but for the most part, I think as a whole, we didn't break. We bended just a little bit, but we didn't break. That's the most important thing.
So Odell Beckham Jr., 11 catches, 150 yards. Cruz, 8 catches, 84 yards. Shepard, 7-61. Big numbers, but not big points.
Well, if you don't get in the end zone, if your defense only gives up a few touchdowns here and there, then that's a good thing. That's what our defense did yesterday.
And then on special teams, really good game for Donnie Jones, averaging over 47 yards net. Caleb Sturgis, a huge 41-yard field goal. Great coverage. Eagles win the field position battle, which at the end of the day really made the Giants work for their points.
Field position is huge. When you talk about a young quarterback, you talk about a defense that was struggling just for in certain situations, that's huge. Donnie Jones continues to win football games for us. We would always say it's the hidden yardage in special teams that's going to help you win. They play with emotion. The defense play with their emotion. That inspired the offense to go out there and play well also. That's what it's all about, team games.
Through 15 games, Brian, Eagles defense, good performance this season, okay performance this season. How would you characterize it?
I think they've been up and down. They haven't been consistent. And when you have a lot of veterans, and we do have some veterans on the defensive side of the ball, you want consistency. They haven't been consistent enough for my taste. And I think if we want to win, especially with a young quarterback, our defense has to come and play every single week. They've been just too up and down for me. They need to be better. And that starts with the coach and works his way down.
Yeah, I wonder, is it the defensive line mostly? Is it the cornerbacks, which has been well chronicled, the Eagles' need for better play at the cornerback positions? What would you point to first?
I always start up front. You have to be able to win the war in the trenches. Our defensive line, they need more production from the guys on the edge, the outside rushers, and the guys in the middle, the inside rushers. You want to get that pressure in the face of the quarterback, and you want those guys coming off the edge. We haven't had consistent enough pressure all season long to affect the quarterback enough. That will help protect your cornerbacks. We haven't had enough. I think when we talk about the second level, we talk about the linebackers, there have been certain teams that have been able to run the football against us. We need to be able to stop the run. We need a physical presence in the linebacker core. We haven't had enough of that all season long. We talk about consistency again. And then when you look at the secondary, we're talking about a secondary cornerbacks that have put our defense in trouble just because of their technique as well as their lack of speed in certain situations. They continue to get beat. We need better play out of the cornerbacks as well.
Later in the show, we will talk specifically about what Brian Westbrook would like for the Eagles in the offseason on the defensive side of the ball. But when we come back to Eagles 360, we are talking about the offense. What a start for the offense. 78 yards down the field, touchdown Darren Sproles. Thoughts for a moment there, it might be really easy. It wasn't easy at all. We'll tell you why when we come back. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Apple Vacations. Join Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz in Mexico in 2017. Log on to applevacations.com/beachblitz for more details.
You say crazy, I say crafty. You say savage, I say practice. Crazy, crafty, savage, practice. Let's run that whole thing back. You say unbelievable, I say achievable. You say incredible, I say inevitable. Unbelievable, achievable, incredible, inevitable. Let's run that whole thing back. Carbs to compete, electrolytes to replenish.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli. Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill. Regional Rail.
I sup to Philly. The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly.
Experience the power of physical therapy at NovaCare Rehabilitation. We know the importance of an active lifestyle. If you're currently injured, let us bring that active lifestyle back to you. NovaCare is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with more than 100 convenient locations throughout Philadelphia and South Jersey, go to NovaCare.com today and request an appointment online or call 800-770-6682. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
The Eagles took the football on their first possession Thursday night, went 78 yards, ran behind Lane Johnson, mixed in a pass, looked good. And then, Brian, as we've seen this year, the offense struggled to run the football. Let's begin there. Why the tough times running the ball?
Well, I think when you look at the Giants' defense, Steve Spagnuolo, he wants to pressure. He wants to get guys in the face of the runners. He's doing a lot of run blitzes. And so they just took that opportunity to put pressure on Carson Wentz in really the run game. And I think that's one of the things they were trying to take away so that Carson Wentz would be forced to throw the football a lot more. We struggled to be able to do that. We didn't struggle last week against the best run defense in the league, but we struggled last night to consistently run the football. We have to do a better job of running.
Carson Wentz, 13 of 24, 152 yards, an interception that was not on him at all. You got to come back for the football, Bryce Treggs. And then a really nice touchdown pass to Nelson Agholor, who bounced back from an early drop, caught the touchdown pass, later had a really spectacular catch on the sideline, 7 yards, gave Caleb Sturgis a little bit more room with a 41-yard field goal attempt that he nailed. Your thoughts on Carson and how he played?
You know, I love to see the way that Carson uses the athletic ability to be able to get out of jams. He's able to elude the rush, be able to get positive yards with his legs. Those are the small things that winning quarterbacks do. He did that yesterday. I was impressed by that. There's other situations where he needs to say, hey, the guy may not be open any longer. I need to throw the ball away. Let's not take the risk of taking a hit or even trying to complete the ball down the field. Those are the things he's going to learn with time. As long as he learns those lessons, continues to be athletic, I think we have a star in the making.
And I think I agree. Nelson Agholor, bounce back, well, listen, baby steps.
I think when I watched the film, I saw some route combinations. The way that he was running his routes looked a lot better than they had in the past. That's improvement. That's getting a little bit better. That's what we want to see from Nelson Agholor. It's great to see him get in the end zone. That's not going to do anything except for boost his confidence. A good night for him.
Yeah, good night for him. Good night for the Eagles. Win against the New York Giants. The offense still not all the way there. They failed on a 4th and inches with Wentz in the locker room getting observed for a head injury. Chase Daniel on the field. Passing options limited. Eagles could not win at the line of scrimmage. And I'm going to go back to the line. The offensive line needs to be great. Alan Barber goes out, and the line's production went down.
Well, yeah. If you want to win football games, you want to be able to run the football, you have to be able to reestablish the line of scrimmage. We did that against Baltimore. The reason why we couldn't run the ball effectively and consistently against the Giants was because our offensive line wasn't winning their one-on-one battles at the line of scrimmage. If you want to be able to run the football, I don't care who you have in the backfield. It doesn't matter what plays your coaches call. If your offensive line does not block well, that they're getting pushed in the back, then at that point you're not going to have any success running the football. They have to be able to win up front. Get some push. That's what you depend on the big fellas for.
So the Eagles offense scores 17 points. It's enough to beat the New York Giants. That is our review of the Eagles' win over New York, snapping a 5-game losing streak. Snapping a 4-game losing streak in the NFC East. The Eagles now 6-9 with one to go. Now, how about next year? Who's here to stay? What does Brian Westbrook want to see identified as needs for the Eagles in the offseason to come? It's B. West's final show here. So we'll hear from him next on the Eagles and some 2017 wish list ideas from Brian Westbrook.
Oh. What's Bad Santa?
No.
No.
Love Actually?
No.
No.
Yeah.
What about that one? Anybody?
Yeah.
Anytime. Oh no, there's too many to pick from.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right, fellas, let's go out there and give him heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give him the 1-2.
You tell him, Captain.
Go out there and we're going to really give him the business.
By God, let's sock it to him.
Yeah. Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray! Come on, Molly, let's get on the water.
Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete, especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today. Celebrate the holidays with delicious Dunkin' coffee. Stop by Dunkin' Donuts for two K-Cup boxes for $15.99 or 3 pounds of packaged coffee for $19.99. America runs on Dunkin'.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, talking a little bit in advance, a vision, if you will, of what the Philadelphia Eagles might be in 2017, according to Brian Westbrook. Offensively, who do you want to stay on offense? Who are keepers? Who do you build around on this offensive side of the ball?
Of course, you start with Carson Wentz. You have the big piece, a franchise quarterback. You have to start with him up front. And then you also look at your offensive line. I think Jason Peters, Pro Bowl player, he's a keeper. Lane Johnson, obviously a keeper. I think we've seen some things out of Seumalo that we can build on. Those are the things that you like to see. I think he can help us maybe at the center position next year, get a little bit more beef up front. I think Brandon Brooks can help us as well. I think one of the things he has to do to improve is lower his center of gravity, bend a little bit more. If he can do that, then I think that offensive line, especially the right side, will be much better. Now we have to figure out what we're going to do at left guard. If we can find a left guard, is it Barber? Is it someone else? If Vitae can find his way in there somehow, someone needs to fill that position. If we can do that, then at this point, we're looking at a front five that's massive. They can move people, and we will be able to run the football.
And then Zach Ertz, Trey Burton, Celek at tight end, enough?
I think Zach Ertz can play for us. I've seen some toughness come out of him. He was questioned 3 weeks ago, and he's become a tough, more physical football player. I've seen some blocks that he's done that I've never seen him do in the last 3 years that he's been here. I think Zach Ertz will continue to get better as a player and even as a receiver. I think Trey Burton can help us as far as his athletic ability on special teams as well as on the offense. And I'm not sure. I think Brent Celek is a leader. He's been here for a long time. But if you're trying to get better, he may be one of those guys that you have to try to replace.
And then running back and wide receiver. Yeah. Needs?
Well, yeah, we definitely need a running back. We need a guy that can be there consistently for us game in and game out. Ryan Matthews produced when he was there. Unfortunately for him and for us, quite honestly, he hasn't been there enough. When you talk about before last night, it was in his last four games that he played, he had over 100 yards in two of those games. All four games, he averaged more than 4 yards per carry. The problem is that he missed two games out of that six. His ability not to be there and to be here is more important to us at this point. We have to find another guy to help out Ryan Matthews. Now, when you look at the receivers, we need production. We need playmakers. We need guys that can go down the field and threaten the defense. We'll get somebody in the draft or free agency.
Okay, maybe two.
At least two.
Yeah.
At least two, yeah.
So that's a kind of a look at the offense. On defense, clearly, with safeties, Malcolm Jenkins, Rodney McLeod,
yep.
You keep them.
Keep those two guys.
Up front, you've got Fletcher, Brandon Graham.
Your starters. You have to keep those guys.
I think it's tough with Benny Logan, free agent.
Yeah.
Bo Allen has played really well.
Bo Allen played well last night. Yeah. He was able to run down a couple plays on the screen. He was able to stop some runs in the backfield. I think that's the type of play that you can get. If you can get that type of play out of him, he's a guy that you can build off of, and maybe you can supplement him with someone else. But he'll be okay in there as a starter. Vinnie Curry would jump in into Connor Barwin's spot there on the end. And I think you'll be okay with the defensive line. You need to add some depth. Maybe Steven Means next year. We'll see how he continues to develop. You have to add some depth through the draft and things like that. But I think your defensive line is pretty much set with those guys.
And cornerback Jalen Mills, has he convinced you that he can play at this level? Leotis McKelvin has some nice plays on Thursday night. Nolan Carroll will be a free agent.
I like the way Jalen Mills competes. I think that if he can find a way to work on his technique and his speed in the offseason, then he can help us at least in the slot. But I still would try to go find a way to get a number one cornerback, a guy that we can say, this is your man. Check him all game. This is your man. This man-to-man. And then we need another guy on the opposite side. This is a passing league. Even in our division, Dez Bryant, DeSean Jackson at this point, Odell Beckham Jr., Sterling Shepard in New York, those guys can go get the football. We have to find a way to stop those guys.
Sounds like, in no particular order, cornerback, running back,
And a lot of wide receivers.
We have some holes to fill. This is a process. And unfortunately, it's not going to be overnight. But I think Howie Roseman and those guys upstairs, Joe Douglas and Andy Weidel, they have their head down. They're studying the film. They're ready to make this thing better, this team better. And I think they will in the offseason.
And that offseason comes really on January 2nd when the lockers are cleaned out following the finale against the Cowboys. We've got one segment to go here on Eagles 360. Some final thoughts when we return. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Eagles Win, You Win is back at Dunkin' Donuts. DD Perks members score a free medium coffee the day after an Eagles win. Just pay with your Perks enrolled DD card. The Eagles run on Dunkin'.
Whoa. What's Bad Santa?
No.
Love Actually?
No.
Yeah. What about that one? Anybody?
Oh, no, there's too many to pick from.
Share the tradition of Eagles football with a young fan in your life. Eagles Kids Club memberships include a welcome kit featuring an Eagles flag, sunglasses, lanyard, bracelet, and more. Members also enjoy access to exclusive kids-only events like the Eagles Halloween Party and Swoop's Birthday Bash, as well as discounts to Junior Pro Day and Junior Cheer Clinics. Kids Club memberships are just $20 each, so sign up today at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/Kids Club.
With Simply Right checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right. Simply Right checking from Santander Bank.
Be noisy. Be silent. Be near. Be far. Be joyful. Be together. Celebrate joy with Dunkin's holiday-flavored coffees, espressos, and donuts. America runs on Dunkin'.
Our final segment here on Eagles 360. We're off for the weekend. We're back on Tuesday. Let's get you set up with what's happening. Our Amoroso's On the Menu segment. Glenn Mack now and his five takeaways from the win over the New York Giants. Doug Peterson in studio one-on-one. And we'll talk about the NFC East and everything about the Dallas Cowboys. That's just the way it is. Amoroso's, the reason Philly sandwiches are so famous. Dave Spadaro, want to hear from Brian Westbrook. What do you got for me? Finale. 7-9, what would it mean?
You know what? It would mean a lot. If we could win these last two games and
only
go into
one game.
One game, that's right. Beat
win.
The Cowboys. That makes you feel better. Yeah. I mean, even if after the win yesterday, that made us feel better. We beat the Cowboys. We go into the offseason in understanding and knowing that we won the last two division games. That's momentum. That's something that you can build on. You can also say that this team did not quit on their coach. Their leaders stood up and were accounted for in the last couple games. They made some strides. And when you go into the offseason with that culture, with that thought process, things begin to happen. You put some pieces into place, and this team continues to get better as far as the players, and then the coaching continues to get better. It's a learning lesson for everyone. Young quarterback, young coach. I think this team, 2017, is much, much better than they were in 2016. Just remember, Dave, there were some games, six games this year, we were within a touchdown, within a score of winning those football games. That's a rookie coach. That's a rookie quarterback. That's not a lot of offensive weapons. That means five rack tackles that were played. I mean, that's a lot of things going in the negative side. But I think when you look at the positive side of this thing, we were close. And next year, if we continue to get better, I think we'll have a very good football team.
And a lot of work ahead. It doesn't come automatically.
It won't be easy. Yeah. But continue to work.
P. West, great work this year.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy
and we'll
holidays.
See you in 2017. Brian Westbrook, Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining us on Eagles 360. Have a safe and happy holiday weekend. And I'll see you on Tuesday here on Eagles 360. Have a great night, everybody.